when it blows down the lane. Oh, down the lane, my new love wants me again. My new love, oh, down the lane, my new love wants me again.
And I'm a body of water. You're a politician's son and I'm a farmer's daughter. Take me with you when you go. Another song for the radio. You're a firefighter, I'm a cat in a tree. Don't go anywhere without me. You're a lightning bolt and I'm a kite on a key. Take me with you when you go away. Another song for the radio to play. Some folks have no self-control. What does that have to do with rock and roll? Walk 100 miles and find yourself at home. Don't go anywhere without me. Spending time together, ending up alone. Take me with you when you go away. Another song for the radio to play. Some folks have no self-control. Poison, no antidote.
We used to leave the blue lights on, and there was a beat. Ever since you have been gone, it's all caffeine free. Faux punk fatigue, said it all before. They try to kick at their feet.
Don't go quietly. Come back, baby. Said you would never give up.
your ranting? Do you miss my all?
Okay, that right there is the metric, or is metric. Is the metric, or are they metric? I don't know. Anyways, the song we heard was Combat Baby, and that album is from, sorry, that song is from the album, hold on a second here, it's a long name, it is Old World Underground, Where Are You Now? That was released back in 04, that is right, 04. The Metric. Anyways, Metric are out of Toronto, and they've spent some time in, I think, Brooklyn, and that's basically their deal. Okay, what's my deal? By the way, my name is Anita B, and this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is my show where Canadian music is played for an hour and a half until 8 o'clock. And my deal is, you know, the Olympics. Ugh, who cares? The Olympics, whatever. I know. You're like, oh, I love Canada. I love the Olympics. I swear to God, if I see one more Canadian flag raised. I don't know what it is. I'm thinking that I'm just thoroughly and enjoyingly embracing my cranky side. Maybe because I'm pushing 40. I'll be honest, I'm almost 40. Well, I still have seven months. But I think I'm just grumpy. I'm just cranky. I'm getting old. And, you know, I don't know, whatever. I guess I'm just Olympics out. Maybe that's a good way of putting it. I mean, we found out about these Olympics back in like 03. Oh my God. So 7 years ago. And if I'm 39, 7 into 39. So 39 divided by 7. 7 times 4, 7 times 5. Oh, yeah. So like 1/6 of my life has been spent waiting for these Olympics. It's just kind of funny, right? Maybe if you're not from Vancouver, you probably wouldn't understand. But if you've been here, it's like, oh God. So yeah, anyways, about the Olympics, I come here to to try UBC. And mind you, my grumpy self has to admit that it hasn't been that bad, my transportation issues, considering my daughter goes to daycare right across the street from the Russian Pavilion, which is normally Science World, by the way. So I've really lucked out, because I was really scared that I wouldn't even be able to drop her off. Like, that's how scared I was. So anyways, so really that's not that bad. But my only slight kind of kerfuffle, I guess, if you want to call it that, was tonight coming into UBC to CITR here. And I'm driving, and I'm like going my normal route, and I'm like on 16th, and I'm just about to hang right onto, I don't know, one of the roads past the stadium to get to the sub here on campus. And there's these barricades up, and I'm like, what? Like, why are people blocking off roads at UBC? Like, maybe it must be unbeknownst to me that there's Olympic events out here at the university. I don't know. So there's these two people, and I'm like, oh, hey. And she's like, hi, you know, we're blocking off the road. I'm like, oh, and why? Like, and she looks at me, like, this is what she says. Because the Olympics. What event's going on? She goes, the Olympics. And I'm like, what? Like, really? Thanks a lot for that clarification. The Olympics are in town? I had no clue. So so I'm confused as to why UBC is being, like, rerouted and whatever. And then I ended up driving kind of across campus in a highly illegal manner. I was going down, like, all these, like, roads that used to be open to the public, like, probably 8-9 years ago, that they've now since made authorized vehicles only. So I'm enjoying it. I'm, like, driving through, because I know the shortcuts, and I'm like, then it hit me, well, I hope there's not security thinking I'm going to bomb the campus here, because, yes, anyways, okay, there we go. Once you mention bomb and campus and Olympics and I'm on the on air, then I'm probably going to get investigated for something. Okay, enough of my rant. That's my rant for the evening. Otherwise, the Olympics, sure, we have them, and God bless everyone. But, you know, honestly, I'm going for all the weird countries. I mean, Canada, we live in such a totally, privileged country. We really do. It's a free country. We enjoy a fairly high level of, like, standard of living, etc. And so I'm like, I did watch the opening ceremonies. The thing I cared about the most, though, were the people marching in, like the teams, the different
the various countries being represented by their peeps, right? Like, for example, there was like, I think one person from the Cayman Islands. So I was like, cool. And then there's one person from Ghana. So he's one of the guys I'm rooting for, the snow leopard or snow cougar, snow leopard guy. And the countries like, sadly, countries like Georgia, right, who tragically lost their loser there. But those are the countries I'm going for. Like, I want Uzbekistan to win something. Like, I want Slovakia to win something. Like, I'm all about, you know what? These people are living in conditions that probably aren't quite as luxurious as ours. So give them, just let them shine. Let them have their deal. You know what I mean? Let them enjoy their skeleton. I don't really care. I'm really not that concerned about us losing or winning, to be totally honest. So, okay, let's move on. Let's listen to some Hot Little Rocket. How does that sound? Hot Little Rocket. We are going to hear something from their new album. It is called, just Hot Little Rocket. And the song we're going to hear is Volcano. This is song number one. And let's hope I've got it queued up okay. Looks like I do. And we're going to try to keep expanding our Canadian musical horizons. And that's the deal. So if you'd like to call, though, and complain, or if you want to hear some more Canadian music, feel free to call the station, which is CITR, at 604-822-2487. That translates, by the way. It's so easy to remember. It is 604, so it's UBC-CITR. Isn't that cool? UBC-CITR. And I will play, I'll play whatever you request, as long as it's Canadian and as long as it is cool in my books, right? So there you go. Okay, so no Sarah McLachlan. While Sarah McLachlan has a lovely voice, that's just not the sort of parameters at this station. No real commercial music. So there you go. Okay, this here is Hot Little Rocket, and the song is Volcano, and this is off their latest album, which is self-titled, and I will tell you more about Hot Little Rocket when we get back. And we're going to hear some more stuff from... Who else are we going to listen to tonight? I had some stuff laid out here. I don't know. I got so... Oh, the parkas. Yeah, we're going to listen to some parkas. And there you go. And then I think we're going to hear some Fanshawe. So that's what I have up on deck. So keep listening. And Hot Little Rocket.
Yeah. after all, your eyes keep closing you.
right, I am back. My name is Anita B, and CITR is the place to be. Anyways, we just heard something brand spanking new from, just put my headphones back on, from Fanshawe. So Fanshawe is a band that is newly on Mint Records, and Fanshawe consists of, well, let's see. Well, the lead singer, her name is Olivia. So Olivia Featherstonhaw. Featherstonhaw, did I pronounce that correctly? Anyway, she used to be a DJ here at CITR. Very cool. And I did briefly meet her at the CITR, DJ roundup party and, I don't know, after the fun drive thing. And, yes, I did. And anyway, so that's cool. So Fanshawe, very cool. And she has a beautiful voice, and I'm glad I played that. First time I've played Fanshawe. And I do believe they were CITR Shindig winners as well. Like maybe 3 years ago? Oh, so very cool. Okay, now before Fanshawe, we heard the Parkas. The Parkas are a band who are no longer. They decided to release one more album. And let's just, I'm getting them confused a little bit with Hot Little Rocket, because Hot Little Rocket are no longer, and I played them before the Parkas. But anyways, let me tell you about the Parkas. Parkas are a band who consist of two brothers, a cousin, and another dude. So four guys out of London, Toronto, and one other town. Let's see. I was looking them up. They, so just basically Southwestern Ontario. So, I want to say Guelph. Yeah, London, Guelph, and Toronto. So they've kind of moved around a bit. And so they're no longer, which is sad. And the Parkas are on Endearing Records. Now, this is where I was like, okay, this is my confusion, because I'm always confused about things. But apparently now, I must have missed the memo. I had to have missed this memo. Endearing Records is in Vancouver. So I'm like doing some internet research, and I'm like, doom, doom, doom. And I'm like, you know, assuming that Winnipeg is going to pop up. And then I'm like, Vancouver? Why is Vancouver listed as the Endearing Records, mailing contact? And I'm like, wait a second. So Endearing is out of Vancouver. Yes, they used to be out of Winnipeg. And they are no longer. Now, speaking of Endearing, before this, we played a band out of Calgary called Hot Little Rocket, who are no longer. They were kind of in the same boat there as the Parkas. And interestingly enough, they sound kind of alike, I think, Hot Little Rocket and the Parkas. I'm sure they've crossed paths. I'm sure they've played shows together. But yes, Hot Little Rocket decided as well to say adios. And this is their last album. It's self-titled. And oh, by the way, let's see. The Parkas have been around 8 years. That's their deal. Okay, now, when I was listening to Hot Little Rocket, I was thinking in my head, I'm like, Canada's version of Superchunk. I almost said Supergrass. Yeah, they're the Canadian Superchunk, who I love. So there we go. It's all good. All right. My name is Anita B. This is CITR 101.9 on your FM dial. And Val is in the house. Val. Her show comes on at 8. Her show, of course, is Folk Oasis. And Val was telling me she had no traffic woes today because she is a transit user, which is wonderful. So good for you, Val. No. And she tells me that apparently, yes, there are sports being played here at UBC. This is how little I know. Like, where? I don't know. But, you know, I think that the reason I know so little is because I care so little. That's the bottom line. I don't really care. Okay, so there we go. Let's move on. We have some more music, of course, of the Canadian persuasion to be played. So let's continue listening to that. We are going to go to the Inbreds. Yes, I haven't listened to the Inbreds in ages, so we will be attempting to do so. And when I say attempting, I say that because this CD, okay, there's a ghost in this CD. So let's just expect to maybe have a glitch. Yeah, look at that TOC error. Okay, I'm having issues always. Okay, so let's not listen to the Inbreds. So let's continue on and listen to, what else do I have here? I've got so much stuff. I'm just, oh, I know. When in doubt, Thrush Hermit. Yes, Thrush Hermit. Okay, so I'm going to play us some Thrush Hermit. And I'm going to play us something off of the best Thrush Hermit album of all, I think. Well, this is the one that hooked me. It's actually an EP, and this is the one where I said, ooh, who is this band? As I was watching Much Music way back in like the mid-90s, I was like, oh, these guys are kind of cute, first of all, and they play good music. And I was watching the video for Patriot, and that name of the EP is The Great Pacific Ocean. So let's just hear Patriot, right? Let's just go there. And of course, Thresh Hermit are a band who lay claim to being one of the sort of early bands in the whole Halifax pop explosion of the early to mid 90s. Of course, alongside Thresh Hermit. And they were young, though, at the time. Like, Thresh Hermit were Trey Young. They were the first EP, which was called Smart Bomb, was released when they were in junior high. They recorded it in junior high. I'm not making this up. This is crazy. That was released back in, I think, 92. This one, which is The Great Pacific Ocean, which is a 7-song EP, was released back in 95 on Murder Records. And anyways, other bands with these guys, of course, were Sloan, Jail, Eric's Trip, but mind you, Eric's Trip are always out of Moncton, New Brunswick. So, who else? Plumtree. The list goes on. Yes. Okay, so here we go. This is Thresh Hermit, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the home of the 2010 Vancouver Olympic Games.
Beginning at sunset in Montreal, broadcasting live on your local campus and community radio station.
Sometimes we get that instant homelessness. We didn't expect to be homeless, and we find ourselves on the street because of an eviction or a notice.
Canada's largest talk show on poverty and homelessness.
We have a mayor who compared poor people to pigeons publicly and said that if you stop feeding them, they'll go away.
The 8th Annual Homelessness Marathon, broadcasting February 23rd to 24th. A 14-hour live radio show from frozen street corners across Canada. Call in live, join the discussion.
Our demand from the federal government is $2 billion a year for social housing units across Canada. That'll just help us to start catching up to the 15 years that we've lost in building social housing in this country. It's really a glaring example of the negligence of the government.
Visit www.ckut.ca for more info.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcasting live from Vancouver on Tuesday, February 23rd at 8 p.m. As CITR 101.9 FM partners with CJSF 90.1 FM and Co-op 102.7 FM to bring you an hour of interviews and stories of how the 2010 Olympics are affecting homelessness in Vancouver. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
is Natasha Raya Moreau Bot. Now I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Okay, that right there was The Pointed Sticks, and the song was Real Thing, and that is their hugely popular hit, particularly out of the late 70s. And that and the song before that from the Dish Rags called I Don't Love You were both from a compilation called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977-88. It was released, I think, in 91, and it was released by Zulu Records. There you go. Okay, so before that, we heard the Victoria Band, Immaculate Machine, with the song Dear Confessor. That song I found on a compilation, which is the CBC Radio 3 Sessions, which is a Mint Records compilation. And just a little piece of trivia for you. Catherine Calder, who is the sometime lead singer of the band, is Carl Newman's niece. Carl Newman of the New Pornographers. Yes, very interesting, isn't it? And Thresh Hermit was in there before that with the song Patriot from their EP, The Great Pacific Ocean, released way back in the mid-90s. Okay, my name is Anita B, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM. And I guess one of my concerns is, okay, I've narrowed down why I'm so concerned about things, why the Olympics are bothering me. And it's not the Olympics themselves. I am concerned about the fact that that I don't like the Olympics. Not that I don't like the... I'm concerned with myself for my lack of enthusiasm, and that's bothering me. I'm like, why am I not excited? Why am I just like, bleh? And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, am I depressed? I don't know. So my concern is not with the Olympics, but my concern is why I'm not enthused with the Olympics. I'm questioning my lack of enthusiasm as a character flaw or character trait issue. I don't know. So why do I overthink things, maybe? I don't know. Nah. Anyways, my name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the show is focusing all on Canadian music. The focus is Canadiana. That is correct. So how many of you guys actually saw, speaking of Canadiana, Stephen Colbert doing his show live today? And I think he's doing it tomorrow, too, if I'm not mistaken. This is down around False Creek, kind of near Science World area, like in that area. Because I drop my daughter off right there basically every morning. And this morning, there were thousands, and I'm not making this up, there were thousands of people lined up to go be a part of Stephen Colbert's, part of the Stephen Colbert experience, if you want to call it that. So yeah, crazy. Wow. I couldn't believe the amount of people. And as I was surprised as to how many people there were, CBC was actually there talking about it, and they actually said, if I'm not mistaken, 15,000 people. Thousands, like multiples, not even just like five, but 15,000. That is a wow. I can't even contemplate that. So anyways, let's go on. Let's play some more Canadian music. And we're going to hear something from, well, speaking of Halifax, we're going to go back to the East Coast, back to Atlantic Canada, back to the Maritimes, and we're going to hear something from Buck 65. I like Buck 65, considering he's a white guy, white Canadian guy doing rap. That's basically it. Considering he is, he's good. He's actually really good. So let's give him a chance here. The album I'm going to play for us is Situation, and it was released only a few years ago. So we're going to hear the song. Well, let me see if I can, I don't know, mix it up a bit, because I don't want to keep playing the same songs as I often do so frequently. How about we hear the song Rebel? That's what we'll do. Rebel. Okay. This is from the album Situation, Buck 65, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM, coming at you from the home of the 2010 Winter Games. That would be Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Mavericks and renegades, belt buckle brandishes, baseball bats, and we dealt knuckle sandwiches. Motorcycle, organized deadly doctrine, round back soundtrack, steady rocking Eddie Cochran, Gene Vincent, supreme instant acceleration, contradictory, bowling alley victory, celebration with broken bones, outspoken, condone spoken Winstons, backseat bingo and pink flamingo for instance. Ripped in half, the Joker and the devil, slower and the several, I'm lower in my level. Ripped in half, the Joker and the devil, the slower and the several, I'm lower in my level. I'm running from the law, breaking the law. 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 Solitary alignment, jack of diamonds, cuts glass, remain solid, chain wallet, switchblade and duck's ass, deluxe class, top model, toiled alone, court order, spoiled motor oil, cologne, the wild line, on top of it, the opposite of wholesome isn't innocent, fair trial, hairstyle, Folsom prison square, mile iconoclast, outclass, concerned mother, I learned from her, how to take a hit and burn rubber, ripped in half, the Joker and the devil, the slower and the several, I'm lower in my level, ripped in half, the Joker and the devil, the slower and the several, I'm lower in the level. I'm running from the law, breaking the law. 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 Johnny guitar scarred quicker, part-time card flicker, bootlegger, roused about, douse the flames with hard liquor, hairpins and wide turns, do things on my terms, cuffs in my jeans, leather jackets and sideburns, that's class at last, slow pokes and blast past, cold roar brewing, I don't give a rat's ass, miserable fights for civil rights, bad faces, pinball, pretty girl in bondage and drag race, ripped in half, the Joker and the devil, slower in the several, I'm lower in my level, ripped in half, Joker and the devil, the slower and the several, I'm lower in the level. I'm running from the law, breaking the law. I'm running from the law, breaking the law. I'm running from the law, breaking the law. I'm running from the law, breaking the law.
love in a bunker, in a fort. It was abandoned with minor support, and it lives on the river of Erie and Monroe. And across that river it went nuclear. Fields grew the best tomatoes around. They came from a railroad ran underground. And my friend found a quarter from 1893 in a field where anything can grow. You found by the plot near the armory, and go to the island where smokestacks were warming but never heard. Remember the rides that we took with your family past Amherstburg. I saw your smile in my mind, and spread like a cancer, but it sure felt fine. I think I found the best hiding spot, 'cause when I close my eyes never stop coming. So I sleep through the trial, and I miss all the fall. Ever since by that river it went nuclear, and I sleep in a bunker, in a fort, and dream of an island that we used to play upon. And the water's all burned. Ever since by that river it went nuclear, and across that river it went nuclear.
All right, that right there is a band that both Val and I totally dig. They're called the Sun Parlor Players. The Sun Parlor Players, they're out of Leamington, Ontario. Now, if you don't know where Leamington is, let me tell you. Leamington is the tomato capital of Canada. And I know that because my aunt owns a tomato farm in Leamington, and I worked on it one summer because I happen to be from Windsor. So Windsor's like a 45-minute drive outside of Leamington. And Leamington is the southernmost city in, well, it's the southernmost town in Canada, or is it Leamington or Kingsville? Anyways, long story short, we're talking about Essex County. And so I've spent, that's my home county. And I came across these guys weirdly just through, I don't know, an email sort of send out from the station. And I thought, oh, the Sun Parlor Players. Like, they call that area the Sun Parlor of Canada. And I thought, well, that sounds funny. They must be from that area. So they are. And they're just awesome. They're such a good band. And I like them because, I'll tell you one thing. I like them because they're not typically what I listen to. And it's nice to expand your horizons and go, I can totally dig this. But they kind of are what I listen to. They're at the outer fringes of my own kind of musical genre acceptability, if you will. And Val, my buddy Val Cormier, who shows after mine, loves these guys as well. So they do cross appeal to different kinds of people. Because Val's show is all about folk, generally speaking. Her show is called Folk Oasis. And by the way, it's on in 36 or so minutes. So there you go. That's the Sun Parlor Players. The song we heard was called Nuclear. And the name of the album is Wave North. Okay, we heard Buck 65 in there as well with the song The Rebel from the album Situation. And I love this so much that I'm going to play some more from the Sun Parlor Players. Yes, I am. What can I tell you else about these guys? I just happened to be in their area, their hometown, which is Leamington again, just this past summer, and I went to Point Pelee. And if you don't know where Point Pelee is, let me tell you, it is the southernmost tip of mainland Canada. And I say mainland because there is an island called Pelee Island, which is actually the southernmost, I guess, land in Canada. Actually, there's a couple islands in there, too, called Bird Island or something, which might surpass Point Pelee or Pelee Island. So this is in... This area juts out into Lake Erie across the water from Ohio. So on the other side of this area is Point Pelee, Cedar Point, which is the best amusement. They call it the amusement park. It's the ultimate amusement park in North America. It's like they call it the roller coast because there's so many roller coasters, and they have like huge, massive killer roller coasters, like the good ones. So if you're a hardcore ride fan, then Cedar Point is a place to be. Anyway, so I'm talking about this whole area geographically. And then, so back on the Canadian side, we've got Point Pelee. And there's a national park. It's Canada's smallest national park. And interestingly enough, I just got sent from my parents some pictures of us at Point Pelee, my family and I. So my two kids, my dad and my husband. And it's a great place. I really, really miss that area of Canada. So don't let people say things, you know, negatively about Ontario. Ontario is actually underrated. Yes, I'm telling you. Okay, so let's hear the song Point Pelee is the Place to Be. And the name of this album, by the way, is called Wave North. Yes, it's Wave North. I'm talking about the Sun Parlor Players. And if I'm counting correctly... Song eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes. I want to place the right song, don't I? Yes. This song here again is Point Pelee is the Place to Be. And it really is. If you ever get a chance to go to the southernmost part of Canada, enjoy yourself. There's vineyards, wineries all over the area. It's quite pleasant. And you get nice hot summers. And you're right in the Great Lakes area. Oh, it's quite nice. Anyways, my name is Anita B. The show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the focus is Canadian music. So we generally speaking spend a lot of time here on the West Coast musically on my show. And then we do a lot of, some Montreal. And we do a lot of Halifax music. So here we go. This is the first Leamington band I've ever played. CITR is the station. The Sun Parlor Players is the band.
I say that that's a lie. I say there's hundreds more. You can see them buried off the shore. At the tip of Erie's lip, there is a little park we used to love to swim in it when the sun went dark. When the sun went dark, the water is shallow and mean, and now the zebras keep it clean. Many ships were claimed, and even Olympic swimmers, they died. Saints.
another one's gone down, you see. Point, point, point. Some birders, they watched it from a tree. Point, point, point. I sure hope somebody comes in after me.
Just wait.
Okay, that right there is something that I've played for the first time, and it is Duplex, and the song was Hibernation. And Duplex is a band that caters to, well, young and old, let's put it that way. Duplex features Veda Hilly, and you all know Veda Hilly, hopefully. She's out of Vancouver, and, well, she's kind of a slightly folksy singer. Anyways, and Duplex consists not only of her, but of, I will tell you who they are, Abe Caruso, who is 3 years old and plays xylophone and harmonica. He is also a member of the Abe Caruso Project. Okay, let's see. Annie Wilkinson. So Annie Wilkinson, I know Annie, actually. She has been in, oh, what band was she in? She was in a Vancouver band with girls in it. And I'm trying to, why my brain isn't working out. Knockdown Ginger, that's the band I was thinking of. And Thermos, yes. So Annie Wilkinson is also a member of Duplex. She plays the bass. Okay, Justin Callum, he's in Duplex. Matt Caruso, he plays guitar in Duplex. Somebody with a Gaelic-looking name, Sawarze. Okay, that's a 13-year-old kid. Sierra, 13 years old. Sean Brody, and Veda Hilly, of course. So there you go. What else can I tell you? That is Duplex. The song, again, was Hibernation. So they look like they're having a grand old time. You just have to go to VedaHilly.com and click on one of her projects, so side projects or whatever, and that would be Duplex. And they look very happy. I think I'd like to be a member of Duplex. Okay, let's move on. Let's see. What else did we listen to? Before that, we heard, the Mini Pops, the good old Mini Pops, band out of Quebec City, actually. And we heard that song, which was Because of the Dogs, from a compilation, which is called Killer Bands from Mars. That's an album I got way back in the mid-90s. Before that, we heard, from the Friends in Bellwoods 2 compilation, we heard Le Pigeon. They are awesome. The song is Freezing Rain, and I just adore that song. Friends in Bellwoods 2, by the way, is a 2-CD compilation of a bunch of different Toronto bands. And yeah, that's the deal with that album. It's awesome. You really... Who else? I'm trying to... I put it away, but there's a lot of other huge bands on it, like the D'Urbervilles. Who else might you know? Baja Bulat? Yeah. Okay, let's continue. 15 more minutes, of course, until Val comes on with her show, Folk Oasis. And by the way, I should let you know who I am. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am here every second Wednesday, so from 6:30 until 8. And that's the deal. So you shall not hear me next week, but of course the week after that, which might be nice because next week I do believe the Olympics are still on. And then when I come back, everything shall be clear and I won't have to get vaguely stressed out. And yes. And Val tells me that the sport, by the way, that is going on here on campus is women's hockey. That shows you how little I know about the Olympics and how little I care about the Olympics. There you go. Okay, let's move on. I do care about Canadian music, though. So let's see what we've got next to listen to. How about something from the Vaughn Zippers? That sounds like fun. I'm hungry for some Vaughn Zippers. So the Vaughn Zippers are a band out of Calgary who, you know, play your... good old fashioned garage rock, and I'm gonna play us their song Megavolt, and this is from a compilation, interestingly enough, that was released on the label Ogogo, which is an Australian label, and it's called On Guard for Thee, and it is a collection of Canada's Youth Gone Bad. It features 18 songs from Canadian bands, including The Evaporators, Pluto, Chicks Dig It, Bum, The Tonics, oh god, the list goes on, Cub, Huevos Rancheros. It's a really good comp. And this was released back in, like, I don't know, 95 or so. So it is old, but it is good. It's an oldie, but a goodie. Okay, so let's take a listen, why don't we? Like I mentioned, this right here is the Vaughn Zippers. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Why is...
to get you out. You're strapped to the back seat. I am too.
Will be found in our pajamas. They will contact. Hi, what in every mood I've ever declined.
Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you've been seeing, guess you better find your way back home.
The Vancouver 2010 Cultural Olympiad, presented by Bell, is thrilled to present a concert event for the ages. Hal Wilner's Neil Young Project, February 18th and 19th at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. An all-star tribute to Canadian rock legend Neil Young, featuring Lou Reed, Ron Sexsmith, Iron and Wine, Joan as policewoman, and members of Broken Social Scene. Hal Wilner's Neil Young Project, February 18th and 19th. Tickets at 1-800-TICKETS and tickets.com. For more info, visit Vancouver2010.com/Culture Olympiad.